Hello, I'm Jennifer. I'm standing in the woods behind my home here in Massachusetts because I'd like to share a few expressions that have to do with the outdoors. What better place, right? Let's start with the first expression, to be out of the woods. If you're out of the woods, you've just come out of a difficult situation. Your problems have ended. And if someone says to you, you're not out of the woods yet, it means that difficulties will continue, or you have more challenges that lie ahead. Come this way. There's another spot I want to show you. This is my neighbor's garden. You can see lots of plants and flowers, and they've grown quite well. That's because she has a green thumb. If you have a green thumb, it means that you have a talent for gardening. You can make things grow well, like my neighbor. Now, these flowers are pretty, but truthfully, I prefer roses. And that makes me think of our last expression, a bed of roses. If your life is a bed of roses, you have a life of ease and comfort, even luxury. And if life is no bed of roses, well, you have a lot of hardship to deal with. Understand? Let's review. We've had three expressions. The first was out of the woods, or to be out of the woods, which means to come out of a difficult situation. Then we had a green thumb, or to have a green thumb, a talent for gardening, or you can make things grow well. And the last, a bed of roses, a life of ease and comfort. Got it? Let's see. I have three statements. I'm going to read them to you, and I want you to tell me which expression completes each one, okay? Here's the first. My mother's garden is the biggest and most colorful in the neighborhood. She really has, answer, a green thumb. Next. A fisherman's life is no, the sea can be rough, and fishermen often sleep for only a few hours a day. What completes it? No bed of roses. And the last one. Charlie's business stopped losing money, but he's not yet. He still has a large debt to pay. Answer? Not out of the woods yet. How did you do? I'm sure you did just fine. You know, if you have a request for a different topic, send it to me by email. My address is EnglishWithJennifer@gmail.com. Thank you, and goodbye.